It's no fucking joke, man. They're like 20 feet above you for some reason. I don't know. It's like, it's like an Alfred Hitchcock movie. You look up, you're like, holy shit, these people are sitting up pretty high. I feel like a real piece of shit down here. And so you get coached up if you're testifying for the government. A good prosecutor, a good assistant U.S. attorney will sit you down and say, have you ever testified before? No. Well, here are some things you learn. And so, not to my knowledge, is one of the probably top 10 boilerplate things to say to cover your ass. You know, it's just, to me, it just rings as it's disingenuous, but it's also something that's coached and something that can't get you into trouble down the line.
Right. And the way I'm looking at it is, for the five times she said, I cannot answer that, in my eyes, is just a lay person out here. That's telling me, to every question you said, I cannot answer that, it's that you're aware of that question and the information, and you cannot answer that, meaning you're aware of it, okay? It's something active that you cannot comment on. So I get that. But the way he framed the last question, and by her saying, not to my knowledge, was that actually an honest answer, meaning all the other things I would take, I cannot answer that. So whatever he asked her, I'm going to take as a lay person, as that answer should have been yes. Okay? But at the last one, when he says, did federal agents, blah, 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 you know, actively encourage, and she says, not to my knowledge, could it be that that answer was an honest one, that maybe they did and she doesn't? They don't know about that. But the other five questions,
see, they got you playing like mental, they got you doing what they want to do with you. They're playing mental judo. You know, they got you all twisted up into a pretzel, because here's what they play on. And you have to understand this. They play on, you're asking this from someone who comes from a position of honesty and you're a good-natured person, and you have a set of morals that are guiding you on a daily basis. These people do not. So they use that against you. They want to sow that into your brain that they, you know what, this chick, she might not know anything. Bullshit. Fucking bullshit. Because she's prepped to go into that, and she's briefed, debriefed, however you want to put it, depending on the circumstances, and they know everything. So, and also understand that almost everything they say is a lie, even when they're sworn in and even when they give answers. Now, this is not only in front of a Senate panel, mm-hmm. et cetera. They do it in court. I've seen it done in court. You know the case upside down and sideways. You're working for the government. If you help these guys put the case together, you know it better than they do, but you can't testify. You're in the fucking gallery, and you're watching the FBI agent testify. And when the FBI agent feels that they're on a roll with the prosecutor and the jury, they just lie. They keep it going. You mm-hmm. say to yourself, that fucking guy can't possibly know that. Now, I know that question, the answer to that question, but he doesn't know it. She doesn't know it. How could they say that? And they just, it's all.
Yeah. And all we know that they know a lot.
All federal court is much like state court. It probably may come as a surprise to people. The best liar wins, plain and simple. Perjury, swearing in, that's for fucking suckers. The best liar wins, plain and simple. And usually the best liar is the prosecution, in this case, the Justice Department, backed by the slanted and tainted investigations of the FBI. They go into this is why they don't record interviews when they interview people. All there's no tape recording. There's no video recording. They take notes. Get the fuck out of here. What is this, 1714?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless your home's already set up to record, and that's pretty funny. So but listen, I did like that.
She is a fucking paid, seasoned liar, plain and simple. They were involved in this upside down and sideways. They got busted with this Epps guy. They got busted with him. He's one of many. He's one of many.
Yep.
And in fact, I'll be honest with you, there's some cats I've seen in those videos that I recognize who worked for different agencies in different places who are out on their own now. And they weren't just down there because they're fucking patriots. Now, if you called them, they said, well, we were down there to stop the steal, man. Bullshit. You're down there to cash a check. So I know some of these cats, right? And there's no way these guys would be stupid enough to go down there on their own. They're down there fucking gun slingers, man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I did like the way he framed it, though, when he put federal agents or those in service to federal agents. That I did like, because it's at least, you know, putting it out there that, yeah, there are folks out there working on behalf. And we could see that, well, I don't know what we'll see, but then funny, they had that hearing this week, and then today was the indictment on top oath keeper Stuart Rhodes. And when you read that indictment, I mean, you could see how much information they have. They have all the communications from all the communications.
They were part of the op. So you get everything. Mm-hmm. You're in the, group. It's encrypted chat. We're protected. Not if the guy next to you is working for the FBI. You're not protected.
Yeah, they have everything prior, you know, to January 6th. They have it all. It's, you know, stunning.
They had it all months before January 6th. If you're working this op, and you read that indictment, and it's got things from November, okay,
mm-hmm.
and previous to November of 2020, then you fucking knew what was going to happen on January 6th, because you had months of intel leading up to it. So why didn't, if you were a white hat, Christopher Wray and his incredible G-men, why didn't you just put a stop to it?
Because they needed to advance the domestic terrorism laws.
Exactly. Well, you needed to do that. You also needed to lock a lot of people up because you wanted to show this is what happens when you mess with the man.
Right, right. No. That's 100% right.
And the World Economic Forum and these other things needed this as a catalyst event to use it as an anchor to try to scare the shit out of you and to also to advance their agenda. As crazy as it sounds, that's what we're dealing with.
It's not crazy. A lot of it is very tangible. And you could, you know, like I said, take all these pieces and build a lovely mosaic. You know, no such thing as coincidence.
They've done all this.
In my book.
They've done all this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're living the byproducts. When I see that the oath keepers got indicted, I just laugh. What? Are these the ones that didn't give you enough information? Are these the ones that, you know, is it a cover indictment? Yeah, I look at all this stuff.
That's exactly what I think. Is it a cover indictment?
You indict the guy to save face so you can, so he can go back to the oath? He's not locked up, is he?
No. I heard I heard he was raided today. FBI, somebody had put out that the FBI was at his house today.
If they were at his house today, it was to arrest him. They wouldn't indict him and then raid him. That's not something that would happen. So they were at his house to arrest him and take him to court. Now, usually you get streeted. Now, if he gets streeted, it's very telling. If he's on the spec on the street, then he's going to go back to the Oath Keepers and say, we're going to fight these fucking assholes. Not only are we going to fight him, we're going to plot against him. Who's with me? Yeah, we're with you, man. This is bullshit. And then those guys end up locked up. So is it a cover indictment?
I believe so. Yeah, we've seen cover indictments before.
You know, you lock up the leader and, you know, maybe you get lucky. Maybe these guys will.
I don't know. Maybe you could look it up. See if he's out. But I would recommend reading that entire indictment. Everybody, I mean, if you could get your hands on it, to read the entire indictment to see the operations prior to January 6th and what they were talking about. And very interesting.
I know some of these cats. I know some of these cats who have come to us and said, what do I do in this situation? You know, being looked at and things like that. And I always have to tread lightly because I'm thinking, hey, fucker's trying to set me up too. Because I'm down with knowing what you folks are about. But they were in Oath Keepers and some other groups, and they were continuously, while they were in Oath Keepers and not telling the other members, continuously providing FBI with data on what the next move was. They're going to a rally in a city. They had an FBI handler. They're giving information to. Now, when you ask them, they say, well, it's just a, you know, so we can make sure that we were in good favor with the FBI. We didn't want to run afoul. But if you ask me, they were fucking rats. So,
well, yeah.
And you don't get to be, and you don't get to stay a leader of these groups unless you're sharing intel with the feds, because they'll just fucking get rid of you and get somebody else in there that will share intel with the feds. So, and that's the way the wheel right, and justice system works.
There was plenty of free intel. All they had to do was watch any Facebook Live talking about it, the build up until it. So many people talking about it openly.
Okay,
and,
but listen, or, listen. You have to understand, talking about it's one thing, but whipping these people up into saying really incriminating things on their private chat messages.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting everybody whipped up on, what was that fucking public? What was that social media site that crumbled? What's the name of that place? Parler.
Crumbled?
Everybody Parler? Whipped, everybody whipped up on Parler and then getting access, having the same. Think about the insanity this is. It's like a candy store for an investigator. You go to Parler and you say, we're going to keep an eye on these groups and we want access. Give us a back door, a live back door. Think about this. To your platform so we can see these people because they're plotting against the government. Okay. Okay. And then, so they have, they're set up and they're watching.
Sure.
There's no court order. There's no wiretap. There's no proceeding. There's no judge who had to sign off on anything. These dopes at Parler and other social media sites, they just bend over because they're fucking terrified of the FBI. And then the FBI has, they're set up, and then they start poking, and they start having their people, their operatives, poke, incite, and then these people start going off the rails, and boom, they got them. They got them. It's a fucking setup. It's a setup.
And, exactly.
But don't worry. These new social media sites are all for fighting the man.
Yeah. Because they're, and a lot of times they come in the front door, you know, with their handle, Patriot, blah, blah, blah. And then they get added to those rooms and voila. The incitement, the nudging, you know. It's all built. You know, we see it. But it was quite an interesting read.
It's not going to get any less insane, and we appreciate you every week. How long have we been going? It seems like a pretty long time. I don't know. I don't really pay attention.
I had to call you one time. 2 hours and 15 minutes.
That's nothing.
And we haven't spoken all week. You ignored me all week.
Well, I mean, it's been, I know, one of you've those been weeks.
Busy. That's good. That's good. You've got a lot going on. But we didn't get weeks. To catch up on any of this. So we saved it for Friday. I said, I know what he's doing. He's saving it for Friday.
Yeah, that and just so many other things we're trying to tackle. And we don't have enough. Our reach isn't far enough. And it's getting better. We keep adding folks. And that part's great. But you know, I wish we could just reach more people, but we can't. So we do the best we can, and we understand that it's a lost ship, this country, for the most part. So we'll try to help folks steer their own ship around the wreckage.
Right.
Seems like a decent endeavor instead of getting downtrodden about everything else. And you know,
no, little by little, I mean, during the week, I get a lot of folks that you know, private message, and, you know, it's great. It's great conversation, and, you know, we go a little bit deeper on certain things, and, you know, they're getting it. They got it. You see it for what it is. And that's all you could hope for at this point.
There's still great people out there, and there's good people, and it's hard for them to embrace and acknowledge the level of insanity and criminality and evil that we're facing. But you're right. They're getting it now. When you start to see stats like this, you know, one thing I wanted to say before we left, before I forgot, I read this story and I noticed there's some big problems when we were talking about the nationwide surge in deaths among people aged 18 to 49. And it's a state-by-state breakdown, just like we did on Hotwire in the fall, in September and October. One of the things I noticed at that time is also evident in this story now coming out in 2022. There's some states where the reporting doesn't match up with the other states. Now, you can think that there's a magic fucking genie protecting the states like Delaware, Massachusetts, Maryland, Connecticut, Hawaii, New Jersey, all run by Democratic overlords. Even now, wait a minute, that's not true. The governor of Maryland is a Republican. Oh, is he really? Okay. I didn't know that. I think that would even be news to him. And so, so you look at the data is, well, there's not that much of a spike in those states. Really? There's not? I mean, bullshit. It's just that they're not participating in honest reporting. So, Maria, when we look at the overall deaths, are up 40% in the 12 months ending October.
What do you always say? Double it.
40% my ass.
Yeah.
You have states that are underreporting it. Now you have like somebody say, why can't California underreport it? With the number of people in California and a 55% spike in excess deaths, you can't keep a lid on that. You could just do, a cursory review of obituaries year compared to year and pick up that. It would be blown out, right? But in little states where no one's really watching or you have a disdain or you're trying to, you know, you see these things, Connecticut, where you tried to, don't forget what you did in Connecticut and what you did in New Jersey and some of the states I just read. You wiped out a lot of old people. Hey, maybe you want to keep a lid on that. Just how many white people, old people and white people that you wiped out. So you don't report the proper numbers to the CDC. So when you see the stats come out that it's 40% increase, it's not 40%. It's more than that.
Oh, it's hell yeah. Simply more. Well, the other insulting part of that hearing is when the VAERS was brought up and both Walensky and Fauci, they should have been punched for the answer that they gave with comparing getting a vaccine or a booster and then getting hit by a car. Total mockery, okay? Because they were downplaying the VAERS reporting. And the other thing is that prior to COVID, many doctors, nurses, whatever, didn't even know about the VAERS system. And a lot of them still don't. And they don't want to report to it. So prior to the scheme-demic, if you had a problem or your child had a problem after a vaccine, if the doctor didn't point to it, the parent didn't point to it, or you didn't point to it. Or if you had your, you know, pneumonia shot at the CVS and your doctor didn't even know about it, and 3 weeks later you wind up with shingles, so you go to your doctor for shingles, but you forget to tell your doctor you had a pneumonia shot at CVS, so he doesn't even have that information. They never look at the vaccines causing any of your illnesses. Therefore, nothing was ever getting reported. Very minimal every year were their adverse reactions to vaccines because the majority of the folks didn't know about it. And if they did know about it, they didn't want to point to vaccines. And then they didn't want to, you know, report it anyway. So by them mocking it, by saying, well, you know, if you get a vaccine and get hit by a car, you know, there are two, what? Well, you're not talking about the fact that people are having, why are you talking about getting hit by a car? Why are you not talking about the people that are having strokes and heart attacks within weeks or months of the vaccine?
Because, yeah. And the other response to that would be if you had actually people who could think on their feet and gave a shit on the Hill would be like, wait a second, but you counted people hit by a car.
That's right.
Who had That's COVID. Right. And you counted right, that as a COVID death, so.
But they weren't called out and said, okay, let's put this getting hit by a car. Let's put this to bed for a while. What is your answer to those who are dying within days, weeks, or months that were perfectly healthy but died from heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, whatever, you name it?
Not allowed because to, you're not allowed there. To ask that question.
You're not allowed to ask that question. Right. And that I was furious when I saw it. And that's how you just, you know, it's a dog and pony show. It's disgusting. So, yeah, you're right. Double that number or even by 20%, who knows? But it is much higher than 40%. I agree with you.
I said it. You said it. We said in 2022, in the winter, they won't be able to keep a lid on it. And they can't. Right. There's just too many fucking bodies.
Yeah, and everybody knows people. I mean, every single day I hear somebody, not necessarily dead, but very sick. And who knows what the future is going to hold for them, because some of these illnesses are coming on quick. These autoimmune response illnesses are coming on quick.
I was saying to some buddies of mine, they've all been jabbed, right, because they all have corporate jobs. And they say, man, it's fucked up. How many people are dying? I said, because me is smart ass, right? I said, yeah, and you could be next. I'm not going to be next. I'm not going to be next, but you could. And they're like, hey, wait a second. You're right.
Yeah, because
I told you guys, don't get this jab, but you didn't listen.
With so many of these people, it's sudden. And then just think of these people being on the road with you, and we see the vaccidents all over the country. Just crazy stuff on the road. But yeah, a lot of these people are dying in their sleep. Okay, fine. But what about the person that's driving home from work that's, you know, 35 years old and healthy, and they've had this slow ticking time bomb of a blood clot that causes a heart attack? This is what we are witnessing. But, you know, let's talk about getting hit by a car as opposed to having a heart attack behind the wheel.
Well, you pointed it out. The very fact that they didn't have enough guts to call these guys out on something like that just proves that it's all another piece of evidence that proves it's a complete sham. These
hearings. And they both you know what they have? These they played off too. Of each other.
Yeah, because, like I said, they've been coached. Walensky's right. Dad is basically a fucking real heavyweight. In the deep state, central intelligence agency.
Very much so.
Really, really connected. And, well, we could go on and on and on and on about it.
She has a sister. I tried to investigate her sister, trying to find information on her sister. So I did find one article from the father that he'd done a while ago and how proud he was of his daughters. And I thought it said that the other daughter had actually worked on the anthrax case.
What a surprise.
Well, that's what I thought. But I can't find her name. I keep digging around because her name is not mentioned in a lot of places. But he mentioned two daughters and one. That's what I thought. Just like Leanna Wen, you know, in the Boston bombing. It's just so odd how all of these people intersect with these things that happen. What are the odds? What are the odds?
Well, normally they would be very low, but when you're dealing with criminals, they're very high. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. It's quite interesting.
That would want to...
And then you can investigate Walensky's husband and, you know, the money he's gotten for research. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, you can go on and on.
We should talk but sometimes that's the about name the, of the game. FBI's big anthrax case, sham case, I mean. And how they ruined a few good people along the way of that one. But, hey, why let some human lives get in the way of a good scheme?
They've never, they will continue to do that.
All right, so good stuff. And keep your ear to the ground out there. We'll do it again. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right, bye. Bye.
Out the wheel, we're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide. Yes, I bet I'm nationwide. Shoes, they smoke and lucky strikes and wearing nylons too. Go keep back, we're nationwide. Yeah, we back, we're nationwide. Display. Nobody can